Chapter 3. Humility and Pride. Pride is concerned about who is right. Humility is concerned about what is right. Ezra Taft Benson. Humility and pride represent two powerful forces in the spiritual journey of every believer. While humility is often seen as the cornerstone of Christian virtue, pride is described as one of the most dangerous and destructive vices. Throughout the Bible, these two forces are placed in opposition, with humility leading to spiritual growth and divine favor, while pride leads to downfall and separation from God. Understanding the dynamics between humility and pride is crucial for Christians striving to walk faithfully in their relationship with God. Pride makes us artificial, and humility makes us real. Thomas Merton. The battle between humility and pride. The tension between humility and pride is a battle every Christian must face. Pride often disguises itself as confidence or self-assurance, making it difficult to recognize. However, unchecked pride can distort a believer's view of themselves, others, and even God. The Bible consistently warns against pride, calling it a dangerous sin that leads to destruction. Proverbs 16 verse 18 states, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." This verse captures the essence of how pride blinds individuals to their own weaknesses and sets them on a path toward failure. In contrast, humility is presented as a virtue that draws us closer to God. James 4 verse 6 reminds us that God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Humility is not about devaluing oneself, but about recognizing one's dependence on God and the need to serve others with love and kindness. Biblical examples of humility in leadership. The Bible is filled with stories of leaders who exemplified humility and those who were brought low by their pride. These examples serve as reminders that true greatness in the eyes of God is marked by a servant's heart, not by personal power or ambition. Moses, the humble leader. One of the most prominent figures of humility in the Bible is Moses. Despite his prominent role as the leader who delivered the Israelites from Egypt, Moses was described as being more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. Numbers 12:3. Moses' leadership was characterized by his willingness to submit to God's will, even when the task seemed impossible. He often interceded on behalf of the Israelites, pleading with God to show mercy despite their disobedience. Moses' humility allowed him to lead with compassion, patience, and a deep sense of responsibility toward his people. David, a humble king after God's own heart. David, despite being anointed as king at a young age, demonstrated humility throughout much of his reign. One notable moment of humility came when David had the opportunity to kill King Saul, who had been relentlessly pursuing him. Rather than taking vengeance, David chose to spare Saul's life, recognizing that Saul was still the Lord's anointed. This act of humility reference sets David apart as a leader who trusted in God's timing and sovereignty, rather than seeking power for himself. "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him, for he is the anointed of the Lord." 1 Samuel 24:6. However, David's story also serves as a cautionary tale of the dangers of pride. Later in his life, David succumbed to pride and temptation, leading to his sin with Bathsheba and the subsequent fallout in his kingdom. This contrast in David's life shows the delicate balance between humility and pride and the consequences of allowing pride to take root. Jesus Christ, the ultimate example of humility. Jesus Christ is the ultimate model of humility. From his birth in a manger to his death on the cross, Jesus' life was marked by selflessness and a willingness to serve others. Philippians 2 verses 6 to 8 describes Jesus' humility, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus' humility was not weakness, but a deliberate choice to serve, love, and sacrifice for humanity. His example calls all believers to live lives of humility, putting others before themselves and seeking God's will above their own desires. The dangers of pride in personal and spiritual growth. While humility leads to spiritual growth, Pride becomes a stumbling block in the life of a believer. Pride can manifest in various ways: arrogance, self-reliance, or an inflated sense of superiority over others. One of the most significant dangers of pride is that it blinds individuals to their need for God. When pride takes root, it fosters a sense of self-sufficiency, making it difficult for a person to acknowledge their dependence on God's grace and interdependence on others. The story of King Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Daniel is a powerful illustration of the consequences of unchecked pride. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, became consumed with his power and achievements. He declared, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence, by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" Daniel 4 verse 30. In response to his arrogance, God humbled Nebuchadnezzar, causing him to lose his sanity and reduced him to live as a wild animal until he acknowledged God's sovereignty. This dramatic fall from grace serves as a reminder that pride can lead to spiritual blindness and separation from God, while humility brings restoration and divine favor. Case Study 1. The Pharisee and the Tax Collector, Luke 18 verses 9-14. Jesus' parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector provides a striking contrast between pride and humility. In the parable, a Pharisee stood in the temple and prayed, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." Meanwhile, the tax collector, standing at a distance, prayed with humility, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Jesus concludes the parable by stating that the tax collector, not the Pharisee, went home justified before God. This story highlights the dangers of spiritual pride, where outward piety and self-righteousness blind an individual to their own need for grace. In contrast, the humble tax collector acknowledged his sinfulness and his dependence on God's mercy, leading to his justification. Case Study 2. The Two Thieves on the Cross, Luke 23 verses 39-43. The story of the two thieves crucified alongside Jesus illustrates two different responses to suffering, one rooted in pride, the other in humility. One thief, filled with pride and bitterness, mocked Jesus, saying, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." His pride prevented him from seeing his own guilt and need for salvation. In contrast, the other thief acknowledged his sin and recognized Jesus' innocence, saying, "We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." With humility, he turned to Jesus and asked, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This story illustrates the power of humility in seeking forgiveness and receiving God's grace, even in the final moments of life. Practical strategies for cultivating humility. Cultivating humility is an ongoing process that requires self-awareness, reflection, and a deep reliance on God. Here are some practical strategies for developing humility in everyday life. 1. Acknowledge your dependence on God. Humility begins with recognizing that everything we have, our talents, achievements, and resources, comes from God. Regularly reflect on your need for God's grace and guidance. 2. Serve others selflessly. Humility is demonstrated through acts of service. Look for opportunities to serve others without expecting anything in return. As Jesus taught, "The greatest among you will be your servant." Matthew 23 verse 11. 3. Be quick to apologize and forgive. Humility requires admitting when we are wrong and seeking forgiveness from others. It also involves extending forgiveness to those who have wronged us, recognizing that we are all in need of grace. 4. Practice gratitude. Cultivating a heart of gratitude helps shift the focus away from ourselves and toward the blessings we have received. Gratitude fosters contentment and reduces the temptation to compare ourselves to others. 5. Seek God's will above your own. Humility is about aligning our desires with God's will. Regular prayer and reflection on Scripture help us surrender our own ambitions and seek God's purpose for our lives. Bible verses on humility and pride. Proverbs 16 verse 18. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. James 4 verse 6. God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Philippians 2 verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourselves. Proverbs 22 verse 4. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. Quotes on humility and pride. Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. C.S. Lewis. Pride must die in you, or nothing of heaven can live in you. Andrew Murray. There is nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. Ernest Hemingway. The way to cover our sin is to uncover it by confession. Richard Sibbes. Discussion questions. How do you personally recognize the difference between healthy self-confidence and pride? What biblical example of humility has most inspired your spiritual journey? In what areas of your life do you struggle with pride? And how can you practice humility in those areas? How does humility shape your relationships with others, particularly in leadership or conflict situations? How can you cultivate humility while still striving for excellence in your personal and professional life? Further reading. Humility. The Journey Toward Holiness by Andrew Murray. The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness by Timothy Keller. The Life You've Always Wanted by John Ortberg. Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. Conclusion. The journey of navigating humility and pride is one that every believer must undertake, as these two forces represent opposite ends of the spiritual spectrum. Pride, though often subtle, can cloud our judgment, distort our relationships, and create a barrier between us and God. It fosters a sense of self-sufficiency that leads us to rely on our own abilities and achievements rather than recognizing our need for God's grace. On the other hand, humility brings clarity, wisdom, and a deeper connection to the divine. It is in acknowledging our weaknesses and dependence on God that we find true strength. The Bible offers countless warnings about the dangers of pride, from the downfall of King Nebuchadnezzar to the parable of the Pharisees and the tax collectors. These stories remind us that pride blinds us to our flaws and creates a false sense of superiority. However, in stark contrast, the Bible also elevates humility as one of the highest virtues. The humility of Moses, the selflessness of David, and ultimately the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ serves as timeless examples of how humility can lead to divine favor and lasting spiritual growth. Jesus Christ, as the ultimate embodiment of humility, calls believers to follow his example of servanthood, self-sacrifice, and love for others. His humility was not weakness, but the strength to lay down his life for the redemption of humanity. Through Christ, we learn that humility is not about thinking less of ourselves, but about thinking of ourselves less and placing the needs of others above our own. In practical terms, humility invites us to approach life with an open heart, a willingness to learn, and a desire to serve. It challenges us to reject the temptation of pride that seeks to exalt the self and instead pursue a life that honors God by lifting others up. Humility allows us to become vessels of God's grace, spreading love, compassion, and understanding in a world that so often promotes individualism and competition. In a culture that often rewards self-promotion and individual achievement, humility can feel countercultural. Yet, it is precisely through humility that we align ourselves with God's will and purpose. As we seek to cultivate humility in our hearts, we open ourselves to the transformative power of God's grace, allowing Him to shape our character and guide us toward a life of deeper faith, stronger relationships, and lasting peace. Humility is not the end of our journey, but the beginning of a life that reflects the love and grace of Christ. As we move forward, may we continually choose humility over pride, recognizing that true greatness is found not in exalting ourselves, but in serving others and glorifying God. As James 4 verse 10 reminds us, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up."